Welcome to a new episode, and Juice is back. Today we're talking about acceptance in society, acceptance of ourselves, and also we spoke a lot about series. So stay tuned and enjoy this episode.
Who's back?
Guess who's back?
Guess who's back?
Juice is back.
Juice is back.
Back again.
Who is gone?
Guess who's gone?
Guess who's gone?
Nay is gone.
Nay is gone.
Nay is back again. Anyways, I think this is episode 12. I don't know. I tried to count it because I was like journaling which episodes we need to record. So it's I think it's episode 12. I don't think anyone cares. Should we still do our welcome call?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. You had like a beat.
I know.
It's so weird because like always when we see each other, we always like talk so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we just spoke in Swiss German. And now speaking in English is kind of weird.
Yeah, I understand.
But we're going to get into it.
We are going to get into it. Nay is not here.
Yeah, Nay. This morning I brought her to the train station because I still had to do something there. And I'm the person, I like love doing things like early.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I went to the counter at 7 in the morning because then it's not too many people because I had to like reserve seats. So I brought her to the train station and she's in Berlin now. I mean, not yet, like in 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Isn't she now in the
air? No, it takes 8 hours.
Ah, she's going with the train.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah, true. She went with the train. I went.
Better for the environment.
Yes, and we found this awesome ticket that's only 80 back and forth.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
It was a special deal from different like, inter discount.
Yeah.
And other like, companies. So I hope they do more of that.
Yeah.
In the future, because I think trains is the future. Yeah. Trains over planes, man. I figured that out. I'm like, okay, my new motto. One of my new mottos
true.
Is trains over planes.
And if they would be cheaper, we would
yes.
travel more with
so,
the train.
So I'm
like Swiss people.
I'm hoping that trains become cheaper.
Yes, please.
But maybe let's get into our weekly reflection before
yeah.
we get into the main topic. So I'm just gonna say, I don't think this is gonna be just from a week, but why am I talking like this? You know, like, it's not just from a week.
Weird DJing out here.
Yeah, I feel like because it's two people, I feel like we're having a radio show.
I swear.
But basically, when I think back, I've just been doing a lot of self-reflection and journaling because I had a lot of time to myself. And what I've been practicing is observing rather than, like, reacting.
Sounded creepy at first, but yeah.
No, I mean,
I think I know what you mean.
I mean, just being instead of
mm-hmm.
always thinking and doing and saying. So yeah. I practice, like, saying less and just listening more and only saying something if it's really important. And sometimes if I would just want to say something, I'd just rather listen. And also like think less, you know what I mean? It's hard to explain.
That's hard.
Yeah, I know. But just be really aware of what I'm thinking and then just be like, okay, I'm not just gonna watch my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And like just in my mind I'm like sitting down and like seeing what I'm thinking. So just really being not really in the world of like time, but just being like in my mind and just like seeing what I'm thinking and like, yeah, I don't know if I explained it properly.
I don't understand it, but maybe like
I just try to observe life.
Okay.
You know, just not, I don't know, not.
But do you mean also like with me, you're not, because I would rather want you to talk than overthink it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think I mean it like, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
But I think, I don't know what I think.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain.
Well,
I don't
not
know how
thinking
to explain
so
it
much.
To someone who's not like, you know, like so familiar with the topic. But I just try to observe. Yeah, that's basically it.
Okay.
and just be more aware. I mean, I don't mean like overthinking what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just mean being more neutral.
Uh-huh.
You know, like judging things less.
Yeah.
And
well, I'm on that track too.
You know, just being really, I don't know, just not so judgmental of myself.
Yeah.
And like other things, and just being like, okay, I'm just gonna watch this instead of interfere.
Yeah,
you know?
I think I also want to be less judgmental to other people, because yeah, I do it most of us, which is not that
and I mean,
cool
the thing
for me
is,
because I wouldn't have a chance if everybody would think the same way with me, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I get kind of what you
I explained it really bad, but
okay.
That's okay. But also I just want to say, like, if you like, when we're judging other people, we're also judging ourselves. Like,
yeah.
Even if it's not obvious, but it's just, if you judge, you judge.
You judge.
And it's not, humans should not judge, because judgment is like actually helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But judging less, and maybe for just more important
but like,
things.
Maybe judging is okay, but be more open and not
mm-hmm.
already put it in a box.
Yeah, in
know?
The beginning especially.
Yeah, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
Just be open and yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's basically what I've been reflecting.
All right.
Yep.
Well, I don't know, was this an inspiration or was
it
this
was
a
my
weekly
reflection?
Okay.
It was like, it was my reflection, but
it has
just
something
about what I've been thinking about.
Okay.
Because if, yeah.
Okay.
Because if I say everything like since I've been gone, that's too much.
Yeah, true.
But I've done a lot of thinking, and that's basically what I thought
okay.
about.
Well, I did less of thinking and went sledding.
Oh, I saw that you were in the snow. I was like,
yeah.
She didn't go skiing. Like,
wait a
like...
minute, I forgot to post a video. I
oh.
have a video. I will post it
yeah.
soon. And then you will see what a master I am on the sledge, okay? I was like, ooh, all the Swiss people can get out of my way.
Okay. Is it like a wooden sled or...?
It was like a wooden sled,
okay.
Like the classic one.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I was like, oh, I'm getting that car. But it was so steep. It was like dangerous. A Rosa.
Okay, I've never actually been there. Sledding is dangerous, dude. I think, like, snow sports, since so many people do it, it just seems like it's safe. Dude, there's so many accidents and it's really
yeah.
dangerous. If you think
it's
about it.
Really, really dangerous. I mean, I already saw the light. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I was, yeah.
Especially if you're not afraid of being fast.
Especially, I was drifting.
Whoa.
And I didn't want to. So it was like, but there were like little kids who
mm-hmm.
went the same slope.
Yeah. Dude, some little kids, man.
They don't know the word fear.
Yeah. Because I'm just braking the whole time. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just like... When I ride with someone who's fast,
yeah,
I'm just so scared because I'm not in control.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to go like with somebody else
mm-hmm.
on the sled. I was like, I need to have control
mm-hmm.
over the,
mm-hmm.
this. Because like Rodler, what's
yeah.
that in?
I don't know. It's like a weird word.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I went there always alone. It was really cool, chill. And then...
Mm-hmm.
I went two times, once with another person, and two, what?
wait, I'm gonna play it on Google Translate.
Toboggan.
Okay, I don't
toboggan.
Know if that's toboggan? Toboggan, is that Roden? It's like a sleigh, but in a slide.
Yeah.
It's, it has, like, it's basically like train in a track. Mm-hmm. You know, it has like a track where like the sled goes.
Yeah,
it's basically, you can also call it sledge, I guess.
Okay. Well, yeah, I went 2 times with another person. 2 times I had an accident.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa. Once I drove over my finger and my thumb. Yeah.
How the fuck?
I don't even know. I suddenly my arms flew in front of the sledge and it drove over with full tempo. It was hurtful.
I can't even imagine. That was like, primary school. I don't understand why you still have a thumb.
I swear.
I'm confused.
And yeah, at the time, I just had all over scratches because my knee hit everywhere. I don't know.
Really?
And those person were like, yeah, we are going full on. And I was like, no, we're not.
But okay, yeah. Okay, what the
so,
fuck? Why take is that control. So dangerous? Oh my God.
I swear.
We also
but
went...
I want to go in summer again.
Yeah, and it's fun.
It's fun.
Because there's also a break, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just scary.
But I wouldn't go full on.
No, what the heck?
You're
supposed to break.
There are people who love to go full on.
Damn. Yeah, because in the end, it break, like, there's an automatic break.
Yeah.
I guess not so much can happen, but I was also once in a summer camp or just a trip. And they, like, all drove into each other.
Yeah.
And my friend, like, she hit her face. And, oh, my God, it was terrible.
I swear, I always was like, I can't be too slow. Mm-hmm. So the other one won't catch up.
I'm always scared. That's, like, my biggest fear, that someone's going to drive into me.
Yeah.
Because that's what I can't control.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was our sledding
life.
That's
the reason why I don't drive a car.
I don't know. I do want to drive a car.
Yeah.
Even though it's dangerous. But I really feel like going snowboarding. Like, I really miss, like, just snow. Like,
okay,
I'm not
yeah.
that good yet. I can already see myself falling. But I really...
Yeah.
I just want to be in the mountains in the snow.
Honestly, I would come and
really?
Try snowboarding.
But you haven't never tried it. Or have you?
I have,
I
but, like, a day.
Okay. Yeah, but we can... I'd rather, like, just... I could also practice my technique, you know? Like, on the beginner slope.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We could go.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We should go. Maybe we should bring someone who understands
it to help
us. I
swear, I'm 2 days there and I will be so pissed.
At least you experienced something.
Because it's so cold. My hands in the end were falling off.
Did you have gloves?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like those which have like...
Just two.
Yeah.
Just two sections.
Yeah. Only.
Yeah, I have those too.
How are they called? Fist gloves.
In German, they're called fist gloves.
Oh, right.
I know how they're called in English.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds good. Okay.
Now let's get into our topic. Is that all for your reflection?
Yusuf, what is our topic today?
Is acceptance.
Yeah.
And maybe let me give you some background info on this.
Yeah, please.
Last
do.
Night, we had a phone call, Champa and me, and we were just catching up. And then suddenly, we went from one deep topic to another one. And then we spoke about acceptance of sexuality and acceptance of gender. And we spoke about Pose and...
the Netflix show.
Yeah, and we've spoken about it before here. We're such advocates for it. And we thought that would be something we could talk about, something people would maybe be interested in. We also just want to talk, like, we don't know, like, the facts and stuff. So, yeah, we're just inviting you to listen to our conversation that we're going to continue from yesterday.
Yeah.
So, we have, I think we started talking about how it is in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And that there was this article...
Yeah.
About, they just interviewed people here.
In Zurich.
In Zurich, that's where we live right now. About, I think, just homophobia.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were, like, talking to people what they think about it. Oh, they were first in, a gay club
mm-hmm.
there. And then some people told their stories, how they got beaten up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then they went over to a other place, to a club where it's known that there are a bit homophobic people around. And yeah, they were also talking then to them
mm-hmm.
and they were really telling them, yeah, I think you can save gayness with
beating,
mm-hmm. which is sad.
Yeah, and that's like today, you know what I mean? Like
it was like last week.
Yeah, there's still so many places. I just think it's...
And it traumatized me, okay? This video, I was so naive. Mm-hmm. I am so naive. I thought there were probably like a few beatings, but mm-hmm. from this video, maybe it was a bit dramatic. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I think it's fair to say that it happens quite sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
often.
Yeah, because I think to these days it's just so... There's a lot of empowerment
mm-hmm.
for just being your own, like being your sexuality. And if you, what am I trying to say? If you love the same sexuality, or I mean the same gender, mm-hmm. if you love the same gender, that it's like everything is pro that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much like pride awareness mm-hmm. and you see rainbows everywhere on Yay. Social media, and there are pride parades all over, so that just shows the massive progress mm-hmm. that it's celebrated, and there's like a general acceptance. But I think we didn't realize that there's still a lot of shit
also
going on.
In our like friend group mm-hmm. we are all I think very accepting mm-hmm. It's not even a question.
Yeah,
so I think like I was also in that bubble of, yeah, it's not even a question,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Same. So yeah, we were just sad to hear that that's still a lot of shit is going on, and that there are still people who don't open up their minds to all of these concepts, you know,
mm-hmm.
and people that are still relying on, I don't know, old beliefs that it's like a sickness and stuff like that. And it's just really sad. And that there's like people in the same city. I'm not saying like that our city is perfect or anything, but there's just people that make gay people feel unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
And people that maybe just people with, what's it called? Like when you don't really identify with a gender,
yeah,
or when you are bi, or just when you're not straight.
Yeah,
everything like straight is just like the normal, and there's people who make people who are not normal and who show it feel unsafe.
Yeah, like not no normal in quotes.
Yeah. I don't really know all the terms and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
we want to
be supportive of everything, but we don't know like all the terms. So maybe we should get that straight.
Maybe we should get like like our friends.
Yeah.
Who would know? But yeah.
I think I mean, it just helps to talk about it.
Yeah.
And we're just sad that that's the case. So. We just want to spread awareness. And also that we're really proud of people who do express themselves and who are themselves, because I haven't really heard those people like complain about, you know, that they still get, you know, insulted and everything. They're just so brave that they just like live their lives and they're just being themselves.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is really cool. So I'm really proud of a lot of people doing that, if you're young or if you're old. And I believe in the good movement, and I think we are moving forward. We just need to be aware that there's still a lot of things.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think our friends like don't talk about it, or they didn't experience such kind of things?
I don't know. I feel like they may have experienced things, but they're just strong.
Yeah. They're for sure strong.
Yeah, I think...
I love them.
Yeah, me too. I think... I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe we will ask one.
Yeah. But yeah, just that awareness.
Yeah.
And then after that, we spoke about Pose, because mm-hmm. in Pose, they're just... speaking about matters of transgender people,
and they show
and, like,
off
the
how strong
and,
they have to be
yeah,
in this world,
yeah,
and, which is inspiring, I think, for everyone,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it just this show shows so much power, empowerment for transgender and all this
mm-hmm.
stuff, and to just, you know, go through it
mm-hmm.
and keep your pride and all
yeah.
this stuff. And honestly, it made me even, like, more confident and
mm-hmm.
such things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like always, I'm pretending I'm at the ballroom mm-hmm. every time. Like,
yeah, voguing. It's really empowering.
Yeah.
And yeah, just bringing more awareness to it that freaking, it doesn't matter which sexuality you have or which
it
gender you are.
Matter.
You're still a person. And I just don't, like, I just want to fight against alienating that, you know,
mm-hmm.
even though I say like that and stuff, I just don't know the right terms.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always feel kind
like,
of wrong.
You know, we
yeah.
are also learning, you know,
yeah.
we don't know the terms yet.
Yeah. And we've been, it wasn't a part of our education
yeah.
to learn about all the options and
mm-hmm.
learn about what we could be or how we could feel
mm-hmm.
because it wasn't accepted. So now it's time to learn.
It's time to accept.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say that let's just stop, like, pointing out people just because of their sexuality or just
mm-hmm.
like giving them names or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, also in the Philippines, there's, I don't know, you can, there's a, like, terms for people who have, or who are gay, and I don't know, I don't like pointing it out like that, like, they're
mm-hmm.
just a person, you know what I mean? They're not,
yeah.
and they refer to gay girls as boys.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, I
Why?
Don't know, it's just, like, they're still a fucking human,
mm-hmm.
you know? I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Wait. A boy is also human. But I know what you mean.
No,
because
no,
he's
I mean,
sandy.
No, I mean
understand.
That they're
no,
different.
I mean,
or, like, why? I don't know.
It's not even different. I think it's like...
Yeah, like, they're, like, defining it as if they're different,
yeah,
but they're
that's,
not.
Yeah, that's not true.
But and I guess that things like that are just in every culture, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
So...
And they are also... bad words, like,
yeah.
in German or in English.
Yeah, yeah, full.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
so that was, like, about general acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And just being open-minded and learning about the things, like, we want to learn about the terms, you know, everything we don't know, and just be open-minded. I think that's going to help most because I feel like the people who are against all of these things are the ones who know the least and
mm-hmm.
the ones who don't associate because they are afraid or they just don't want to, like, they just don't want to have anything to do with it.
I think they
and that
are
makes it
hurting
worse.
Themselves.
Yeah.
You know, themselves. They're just, like, so closed up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They're not open-minded. Or,
mm-hmm.
Which I think open-minded can be a real good thing for
mm-hmm.
your soul.
Yeah, and even not even just for gender and sexuality, I mean also just with
oh,
races and
everything.
Nationalism, there's still a lot of shit going on and
yep.
people thinking they're better than other people and yeah, just not being open-minded and thinking that there's differences between humans because of the places they're from or how they
mm-hmm.
feel. So yep, that is how our world looks right now.
Yeah.
We hope to speak on this in 50 years and hopefully it's gonna look better.
In 50 years.
It's like a report of how it's right now.
Yeah.
It's interesting because the world is always changing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so because I just kind of opened it up to, you know, other things and just gender and sexuality, we also wanted to talk about just self-acceptance. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had an episode where we talked about body acceptance.
True.
But yeah, if we talk about like how every single person, you know, there's people maybe struggling with being accepted for who they love. But I think every human is just trying to be accepted for who they are.
Yeah.
And
not always like the love part.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
Everyone wants to fit in, kind of.
Mm-hmm. And so it's always like in new ways. Like I always have to learn again and again. that I can just be myself.
Yeah.
It's always like, it's just even if you meet a new person and you respect them and you're just like, oh, they're really interesting. It's just automatic that you don't want them to hate you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just want them to like you. So I'm just learning to really just stand my ground and learn that people should not everyone should like me, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just learning to be proud of the things that people are not gonna like about me.
Mm-hmm.
And just still love myself for those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, I don't know. Just something I like learning always again and again. And even, I'm just thinking like, even when I'm like learning something new, for example, if I would wanna go more into the film world or something,
mm-hmm.
I would also want the people who are gonna accept me, you know? Yeah. It's like this human thing.
It's very human.
Right.
I think with everything which you create, you are, there's always something in your mind. Will it be accepted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also the work you do, the thing you do in life, because it's just, yeah, the second question probably mm-hmm. after how are you is what are you doing?
Yeah, oh my God.
And then you are like trying to, or you are saying what you're doing, I don't know, school.
Yeah.
Studying.
Yeah.
Work. And it's always that thing, especially with me now, it's always like, yeah. I don't know what I want to say, the whole story,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's always stressful because it's a kind of accepting thing, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do they approve about my
yeah,
way?
Yeah, and also
or
I feel
not?
Like that question, dude, I'm just so against that question. Even though I guess I also ask
I also ask because I'm interested. But
yeah,
like,
but in society,
such an annoying question.
Yeah, because in society, it's just some people get a pass with if they have an answer, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
like explaining itself.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, if you can, I think it's so cool if you can say that you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because honestly, who the fuck knows what they're doing and how
yeah.
how their life is gonna unfold.
True.
Like that's something that no one can like predetermine or like pre-know.
Exactly.
Like no, you're not, you don't know what your life is gonna be.
Yeah.
If you're 10, if you're 40, if you're 60, I think it even gets scarier the older you get.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you have things that are you like collect things, even though that's not my philosophy, but you collect things over your life, like you create a family, you buy a house, and then you have more to lose, so it's even scarier,
mm-hmm.
you know, like how life is gonna unfold.
Yeah.
But yeah, that question is,
I don't know. I think the past few days,
mm-hmm.
like the past 2 days or 3 days, like I think 4 people ask me what
really?
I'm doing. And I'm just telling them I'm going to school.
I'm lying.
Yeah. Because I don't want
to exactly.
explain.
Yeah, exactly. It's easier, yeah.
I don't want to explain.
That's why, you know what, I really try not to ask a question, and I just ask, hey, like first, like, what's your name? And
yeah.
then I ask what they're passionate about.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
That's cool, what you're passionate
yeah,
about.
Yeah, and sometimes
Whoa.
that's hard too to answer because like nobody knows their answer for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you do? It's like you say, yeah, I'm going
How
to school.
How would you say
I'm
it
like,
in English, in German?
Was ist deine Leidenschaft?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah
sense.
So I don't know, like I've come across people and they were just like, wait, what? You just asked me what I'm passionate about? Like you actually
really?
Care? Yeah, like they are so not used to that question.
Yeah, but that's
but it's
a
really
much
interesting.
Better question
yeah, yeah.
because
I've heard someone say that. That's why I did it. Like, someone inspired me to ask that instead of, like, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Because...
That's so good.
Because sometimes someone asks me, what do you do? And I'm like, okay, how about you? And then I'm like, but what are you passionate about, you know?
Yeah.
And then you learn so much more about the person.
Yeah.
Then they're like, you know, I actually studied this, but I'm passionate because about this.
Who, you know, who's interested in what you're doing? I mean...
A lot of people aren't. There are people who are, but, like, I love what I do, but there's a lot of people who don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's something you could ask instead. Or at least also ask that, you know.
Yeah.
And it can also be a challenging question because a lot of people suppress what they love,
mm-hmm.
and just do what maybe, like, sometimes we just gotta make the cash, you know. And then it's difficult to be like, yeah, my passion is this, but I am currently really just focusing on earning money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I think I like challenging conversations, but people are always like, okay, now let's get to something light. And I'm like... honestly, I'm really bad at talking about things I didn't care about.
Yeah.
Like, I literally said that to someone. Really? And I was like, okay, you know what? We don't have to talk. We can just listen to the other people. Like, I literally said that. Whoa. And then we just listened to the other people.
Okay.
And he wasn't mad about it. Because I met so many new people while traveling, you know?
Yeah.
And we went to bars and stuff. So then obviously you just talk with people.
Yeah.
I went out a few times. But, like, you know, like... It was like 2 times and my friend went like every day.
Whoa.
I only went a few times because I was like, okay, let's just try. Let's just try and be social. But I'd much rather just stay in bed. But
yeah.
It was good, I guess.
Yeah, that's my mood. I get you.
Yeah. But yeah. I think, honestly, I don't know if I have much more to say about self-acceptance. Just that
I think I have a story. Maybe mm-hmm. I told that story already.
I can't
in the podcast.
Tell if you don't tell
you
it.
You know it. Like in primary school, mm-hmm. there was this group, which I guess I put together. Mm-hmm. Like I said, yeah, girl power. We are all together, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of just threw me out of the group, and then. Like a half year later, after being alone a half a year, they mm-hmm. told me, yeah, if you change, you can come back to the group.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how, I don't know what happened to me, but I was like, no, sorry. I was so strong.
Really?
I'm sorry. Whoa. I was like, yeah, no, sorry. If I have to change, I don't want to be in that group.
He's so wise.
I was so wise. I don't even know if I would do... No, I would do this now.
That's really hard to do, but I think that's, like, so important.
That's so important.
That you stand up for yourself.
I'm so proud of little me.
Me too. I'm proud of you too.
And then I was half a year again alone. Mm-hmm. But I always ask myself, why was I so wise, man? Mm-hmm. And then... I think about all those series which I watched and also the movies. And, you know, I think it's not that toxic, you know, social media mm-hmm. or movies or series as it always seems. Because I think I gained a lot of confidence, or I knew that it was wrong to change myself to be in that group.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that because of the series and movies which I watch. Hannah Montana. No. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know
what I watched.
But you
know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, honestly, there's no, like, social media and just... consuming things online isn't bad. It depends how you do it, you know, and like your behavior online, and if you get too consumed with it, or if you try to distract yourself too much, or mm-hmm. you know what I mean, like mm-hmm. There's so much value in all of that content, and in movies and in all of everything that's art, you know.
I think it's how you flip it, you know.
Yeah. So you can definitely learn so much, and I've also learned so much from YouTube. Movies.
What would we do without YouTube?
I know, man. Girl, I'm always saying, man. Yeah. But I want to say woman.
Woman.
But I learned so much from YouTube.
Yeah, true.
And I love watching movies. I love watching movies and feeling inspired. Mm-hmm. That's one of the main reasons I watch movies.
But honestly, I wanted to say that I always watch like such dramatic love movies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
And I always cry.
That's good.
I'm always excited. No, not excited, but at some point I'm happy when Timo leaves and I'm alone so I can watch all those love movies and then cry. Yeah. I just want to be alone sometimes.
Of course. And
I don't know what's inspiring there, but I think...
I mean, just learning about life. Like, it's so interesting to see love stories and not experience them yourself, you know, and just be like, oh, this could happen. Good and bad.
I just wanted to say that. Yeah. That I watch movies and cry.
Yeah.
It didn't even fit in, but I needed to.
Yeah, I love it when you can just express your emotions and just really feel the movie.
I need this. I need this, like, I don't know, every week.
That's good.
That's good. I need to cry every week about a movie.
Mm-hmm. That's honestly, this is a film recommendation. You spoke about your favorite films with Nay, and you really need to watch Marriage Story. Have you watched it already?
No.
You need to watch it.
Okay. I'm writing my whole handful. We already talked about movies and series, and I write it all down.
Because it's a great damn story. It's great story.
Did Nate talk about
it? Yeah, yeah. She told you about that. Okay. I'm just saying again, you need to watch it.
Okay.
And if you want to cry on a movie, I don't think you're going to cry about this movie.
But honestly, it's a I dog cry movie. Already at High School Musical 2. Okay. You know, at this point, do you know the scene?
No.
No.
Which one?
Over the bridge. And then she gives her the chain to, how is he called there? Troy. Troy.
Yeah, and then those names.
Then it's like, what do you want? What do you, everything you've been through? What about us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the song. Yeah. But I can't always the
cry
scene.
Then. Really? And I remember Binta and I, my little sister and I, always watched it. And always when the music came to the song, her head turned to me and she watched and she said, are you crying? Are you crying? She always asked, what are you crying? And I always did.
Okay, I always cried. I always cried for like dog movies and the movies with animals because they were really sad. There's this one movie.
Animal movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, please.
I can't remember the name. I'm going to find it. But it's a dog movie and I always cried. And then
I don't like dog movies.
I know. I know, but there's...
I love ocean movies.
Ocean?
Yeah.
I don't really know if I have any ocean movies. But that dog movie is really good. It's more than 10 years old, but it's really good. Okay, I think, honestly, I don't know if my brain is still functioning productively.
No, I think we can talk about... I think we can talk about
our inspiration.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to apologize for being kind of bad at speaking today. I feel like I'm out of practice. Anyways, so my inspiration, or do you want to start?
My inspiration this week was Naruto.
Oh, yeah.
I started to watch again. I think at the age of 10, I started to read the books because my neighbor brother neighbor/brother he had a crush on Naruto. He watched so many films, like not on Naruto but the story of Naruto. And I swear we had this science going on. We learned them, we practiced.
But I love it when you have friends who watch the same.
Yeah. I went up the stairs to him, and then we always secretly watched because we weren't allowed to watch at that time. And then always when we heard the door open, we switch it off and pretended that we are reading Naruto.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I read a lot, and then I watched it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lost, you know, there are so many episodes.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I lost it, and now I started again, and I was like, wait, this was missing in mm-hmm. my life to mm-hmm. be happy.
Especially, I'm excited to watch it again. I also want to watch it again.
Yes.
Because now I have a much greater appreciation for the production of it and the story.
It's so different if yeah, you appreciate yeah. it. I'm like, wait, this is so
now there's good. So many factors I consider, and I'm like, wow, this is really good. Yeah. I didn't realize this 10 years ago. But I think it's so fun when you have other people who watch it with you. Because yeah. for me, all of my friends started watching, and we were all like, okay, I'm going to go home now and watch. You know what I mean? And we literally watched. One of my big hobbies in the past was Skyping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally Skyped for 24 hours, like, with my friends. We would, like, game, and then we would sleep 3 hours, and we would wake up, and then we'd go to school. Yeah. And then we even...
I want to game with you once.
We need to find something that we both want to play. Yeah, me too. But basically, we would Skype, and they would, like, start watching it, and I would start watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would not watch the same episode, we would, like, watch at the same time. Anyways, yeah. So I really want to watch what
Skype is, like...
Really?
Well, 4 years ago.
It was just spending time together out of your own home.
Yeah.
And I would... literally do everything on Skype with my friends.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was like hanging out.
Yeah, and what was your inspiration?
So wait, where's my inspiration? Okay, so obviously I've been gone, and obviously, I mean, it's pretty sure that I would be inspired by some things I've seen. So
no.
I don't know, I've just been I'm really inspired by Asia because I've never been there.
Yeah,
and by the Philippines, because just imagine, I've always heard like Tagalog and my mom and her friends mm-hmm. talking so loud and eating fish and doing karaoke, and I've had so many Filipino parties. And then just imagine that aspect, like me experiencing those little things, yeah. and then it's just a whole country of that, you know what I mean?
That's so cool. Dope.
And then I just saw different sides of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. I've been in different, like, I've been in north and the south and in the beach and the city, so I really want to explore more and go back and learn the language. So I've been really inspired by that. And also Singapore Airlines, man. Singapore Airlines is great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I want to say.
Okay, interesting.
They had so nice airplanes, but the food was kind of whack because like the vegan food, oh my god, no. Anyways, so that was my inspiration. Okay. Asia, the Philippines, I'm going back. Palawan was great. Okay.
Yeah, I want to join you.
Yeah, I'm gonna go so many times. So
I know. We have a whole list where we want
I know,
to go.
I know. Yeah. We've only traveled Europe for now, so
like one place.
I know, but yeah, we're still young.
Two places.
Hopefully, we still got time. What's the other place?
Berlin.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah, no. I almost forgot.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that was the episode.
Yeah,
it was a bit of a mess. I feel
we missed you,
but
sorry.
I missed you too.
I'm always shouting at her.
I wasn't sure what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But
no,
yeah.
You weren't here for a long time. It was a mess without you.
A little bit. I was always like, okay. It's not looking like it would look if I was there, but it's okay. Thank you for listening. I really had difficulties expressing myself today, and now the sun is shining in my face. Now we're gonna go outside. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.